Hi.
How's it going?
All right.
Good.
Just out in the rain trying to get my lunch.
What you have?
A very messy London club sandwich.
Nice. Well,
I am full now.
So you no longer hunger.
I no longer hunger.
Well, welcome to week 785 of the Crankcast.
Hi.
Hi. Let's see, what's new? Did you know Ed Asner's still alive?
I did.
I didn't. Until I looked it up. Did you also know that he's like super lefty?
Yeah.
And in fact, he thinks that the that spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore, the
Lou Grant?
Yeah, the Lou Grant show.
Uh-huh.
He believes it was canceled because of his politics.
Oh.
Because apparently
he also has some, like, he's into some conspiracy theory stuff, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I remember he was on some podcast, and they were like, don't ask him about so-and-so, and so they asked him about it, and he started talking, and they're like, okay, we gotta stop him from saying
something. Huh. Yeah. Kooky. Oh, and also apparently there's going to be a, Happy Days reunion?
Yes.
And the only reason I knew anything about that was because I read an article about Scott Baio wigging out.
Oh, is he actually mad about it? I saw people posting that. I bet he's mad about it.
Yeah, apparently he is.
Because it's to raise money for Biden, right?
Yeah, yeah. So he's pissed that it's,
for the... He wasn't invited.
Apparently he boycotted it or something.
Yeah.
And, so it's to raise money for, the libs, and can't have the libs having anything to do with Happy Days.
Nobody likes Chachi. The spinoff proved that.
I'm trying to think of what kind of reunion. I mean, there's not much of the cast of Happy Days left alive.
There's plenty of a cast of Happy Days alive.
We got Fonzie, Richie, Ralph and Potsy. That's about it, right?
Fonzie, Richie, Ralph and Potsy. I mean, what else do you want?
I mean, we have.
I think Mom is still alive.
Yeah, I think she's still kicking.
Is she? I thought she was dead.
I think she's still alive.
Oh. We don't have either of the Owls or Pat Morita.
No, we don't have the Owls.
We might still have some of the later cast. I'm not super familiar with, late era Happy Days.
We have Lenny and Squiggy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess we got Laverne and Shirley both still, right?
No, Laverne just died.
Oh.
Didn't she?
I don't know.
Shit.
Maybe her dad died.
Which one?
Finn Marshall died.
Which one was Laverne and which one was Shirley? Which one was Cindy, Cindy Williams?
I was Shirley.
Okay. So Penny Marshall died?
I think so. Huh. I don't know why you think that.
Yeah, the mom is still alive.
Huh.
91.
Wow.
Ow. Yeah, Penny Marshall just died, 2018.
Don't you remember all the art of Penny Marshall and Princess Leia hanging out?
Francesco Francavilla, a Penny Marshall tribute, and Bill Sienkiewicz painting Penny Marshall. Actually, he probably did.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, I guess there's still enough for cast reunion. Who was that guy that took Richie's place when Richie left for college or whatever? Or no,
That guy's made a career out of replacing people, because he replaced the neighbor husband on
Married with Children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the head nerd in head bully in Revenge of the Nerds. I don't know that guy's name. It's probably like, I don't know.
Chip something. Or, I don't know.
You should bring in the shark.
Yep.
Sharks are long lived. So.
What's that guy's name? Ted McGinley. Ted McGinley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's just that whole period that I'm not. I think I just wasn't interested in it after Richie left or something. I don't know.
Why would you be? The show's about. Oh, I guess Fonzie. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Fonzie was still cool, but I don't know.
Fonzie?
He was when you were a kid, or when I was a kid. Wow. Yeah, I didn't realize that show actually ran for 10 years total. Crazy. Anyway. Hey, Sean.
Did they ever have a crossover with MASH?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, that's... Wait, is that a different war?
That would have been, like, Richie's dad's era.
Yeah.
It would have been a prequel.
Although we did get Mork and Mindy and Laverne and Shirley from it.
None of them are prequels.
No. And I was never clear on why the Mork and Mindy was set in the late 70s when Mork came to Earth in the 50s. Or I guess it was...
Came back to Earth. He kept going back and forth.
Yeah, but he was the same age.
Yeah, well, they age different, remember?
Yeah.
They age in reverse.
Right. I mean, that meant he should have been, like, a lot younger then, right? In the 70s?
How fast they age.
Good point.
But,
You don't think they didn't think about this?
I don't think they really cared.
It was meticulously researched.
Yeah, okay, sure. You're right. I'm not thinking.
Robin Williams died. They found a room that was just devoted to the, like, life cycle of Morks.
Of Morks? Of Morks! It's the name of the race! They're Morks?
No, they're from Ork.
A Mork and Mindy.
They're Orkian.
Yeah, they're Orkian.
I mean, I don't know if that's their actual race, though. I mean, that's like saying Earthling is a race.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like, I don't recall what they called themselves, just that they were from Ork.
They are Orkian.
Say what?
You're going to say, hey, Sean?
Oh, yeah. Instagram keeps telling me to follow your mom.
Yeah!
Is that weird? Is it okay if I follow your mom?
Yeah, follow his mom. Do it.
Hold on, I gotta plug the internet.
Ooh, that's a very good one. I enjoyed that very much.
Well, you know. It just keeps popping up in my suggestions. I was confused. Sorry?
I'm just asking Sean how it feels.
Oh.
To be ruled!
Okay.
You got ruled.
I'm not talking anymore.
You got ruled by Crank.
I wasn't trying to.
You got ruled by the best.
I wasn't trying to do anything. I was just asking. Cause,
you know. You wanted the best. You got the best.
Because, you know. Anyway, do you know those big floppy mosquitoes?
big floppy mosquitoes.
Yeah,
like cranes.
They're well, they're like I don't, you know, the ones like the legs all wobble around, and they're like bigger than a regular mosquito. You know,
crane flies.
Is that what they are? So they're not mosquitoes.
The ones, yeah.
You said crane.
The super long ones.
Oh yeah, okay. This is
yeah,
what they are.
They're crane flies.
Crane flies. So they're not mosquitoes.
No. I remember as a kid we used to call them mosquito eaters, but I don't think they actually eat mosquitoes.
I always thought they were the. For some reason, I had the idea that they were like the female mosquito, like the egg layers or whatever. But anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is because all of a sudden there's we've been getting like really bad, like really drastic temperature changes around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really super cold for a bit, and then it got warm again. And ever since it got warm again, just I've been seeing like hundreds of these things all over the fucking place.
Say that word again.
Huh?
The word that means getting hotter.
Temperature changes?
No. Starts with a W. Say it.
Weather?
Oh, you're doing this on purpose. Say W-A-R-M.
Warm.
Warm. Is that weird?
A little bit.
Warm.
Say it again.
Warm, 98.
No, you said it different that time. You said warm.
Warm?
No.
I don't. I just say I. Not. I don't pay attention to how I say it. I don't know.
Hmm.
Like harm.
Yeah, like harm. You said like harm. You said warm.
Is that not right?
It's warm.
Like W O R M.
That's worm.
W E R M.
This is interesting.
Hey, all I know is this area is... Well, I've said this before, so never mind.
I find this interesting.
Actually, it bears repeating. We in southern Ohio have what's called a neutral accent.
That neutral implies that there's not an accent.
No, it just it implies that it's not drastic in one way or another. They, I mean... There are spots around here where people talk with a very southern twang, but by and large in central and lower Ohio, this is actually the accent a lot of newscasters strive for, so as not to have like a regionalized accent. Not mine in particular, I'm just saying the accent of the area in general. So, anyway. Huh. Looking it up, apparently there is a problem with these crane flies that all of a sudden there's like tons of them in Ohio around here.
It's too warm.
Warm.
Too warm.
Swarm.
Warm, 98. Smooth listening.
Only their larvae are pests, though.
Oh, they're also called mosquito hawks. So maybe that is why you called them mosquito eaters?
Yeah, it's because their larvae, I think, eat mosquito larvae, but not in any numbers that makes a difference. But they do eat a lot of plant roots, which can ruin crops.
Huh.
You know which one scared me when they were flying around? The mosquito hawks? That's what we're talking about.
Wait, what did you say?
He just said also call mosquito.
I thought you were doing that on purpose. Are you not doing that on purpose?
No, I didn't know they had the same name.
Yeah.
They can get really fucking big.
Yeah.
And they just fly into the engine.
We stayed in a cabin once and we opened the front door and it just immediately flew in. And we didn't know what to do. It was like a bat was in our fucking house.
They're so easy to catch.
Yeah, but it's so big, and we didn't know what it was at first, because it was just like this weird legs flying through the air.
Yeah, I've had one hanging out in my car for a couple days. I just figured if it doesn't bother me, I won't bother it. This article says they only live 3 to 5 days as adults.
but then they lay all their eggs.
Yeah, so I probably could have a car full of eggs. No.
I think they can only lay their eggs in standing water, though, like mosquitoes.
Crank leases his car in a puddle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my car is a puddle, sort of. Like, you know, it's just
they're like,
water comes in and sits.
Right?
Yeah.
They're what?
They're not mosquitoes?
No.
Yeah.
According to this article, they are not mosquitoes. I never knew that. I always thought they were. I thought they were just big mosquitoes that didn't bite.
Yeah.
Or big floppy mosquitoes. Because they are weird looking. They just kind of flop around. Oh. I learned something today. Let's see. What else is new? Blue Oyster Cult just put out a new album.
What? Really?
Yeah. First new album in 15 years, I think. Well, first new album of original material. I think they put out like a few live things and stuff.
Awesome.
And it's not bad. It's, how do I want to put this? It holds up to their later stuff where, like, I don't like everything on the album, but it's got enough good stuff that it's all right. I don't like one of the songs they let one of the newer guys sing. And I don't really like his voice very much.
Don't let the new guy sing.
Yeah. But it, but yeah, it's, you know, I mean, there's only two original members left in the band. And some of their lyricists, I don't even think are alive anymore either. So, I mean, some stuff's changed. But they still more or less sound the same because the guitar player is still the same. So, Buck Dharma.
Buck Dharma! Still got that mustache?
Oh, kinda, yeah. Because that trimmed mustache and beard.
Get Buck. Wait, didn't Buck sing too?
Yep. Buck sang the two biggest hits.
Yeah. Buck looked like an insurance agent.
Buck Dharma.
It can't be his real last name.
It's not.
Okay.
I don't even think Buck's his real name.
What is his real name? It's like Ralph Finkelstein.
Probably, yeah. Let's see. It's Donald Roser.
About the same thing.
I think that's how you say his last name. It's Roeser. Roser.
His last name is Wild.
But Wild. And I don't know. I read a biography on him once, but I can't remember where the name
about
Buck Dharma came from.
Dharma? There's a biography about Buck Dharma?
No, Blue Oyster Cult is a band.
Oh, okay.
It was called the Dharma Initiative.
It would be, though. That's what the name of it would be.
Yeah. Buck Dharma. I'm looking him up on Wikipedia to see where the hell Buck Dharma came from. But it doesn't actually say.
Buck Dharma, get Buck Wild.
Oh.
Buck Dharma says, get bucked. Actually, I don't think he has the beard and mustache anymore.
Well, fuck that, then.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Huh. But, yeah, so it's the only two remaining members were the guys who sang and the guitar player. So, like, Buck Dharma and Eric Bloom. So, yeah. But it's pretty good. Worth checking out. They got to put a bunch of videos online, or up on YouTube.
Okay.
Three or four, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I don't like it, though, I'm coming after you.
I didn't write it.
Oh, you, did you not recommend it?
Yeah, I guess I did, but that's no need for, like, you know, reprisals.
Going after you, not Buck Dharma.
It's because you couldn't take Buck Dharma, even if he is 70.
I can't take Buck Dharma. No way can I take Buck Dharma.
And keep in mind, this is an album put out by a couple of 70-year-olds, 70-something-year-olds.
God, they're 70.
Well, at least, yeah, they got to be, because, I mean, they were in their 20s in the early 70s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Buck Dharma is 72.
Oh, my God.
And Eric Bloom is 75. So it's actually pretty remarkable that both of their voices sound as good as they do for being that old.
Buck Dharma.
Buck Dharma. Coming to get you.
Fucking Buck Dharma.
But, yeah, so check it out. Blue Oyster Cult.
Mm.
Don't fear the geezers.
Don't fear the geezers.
Anyway. So that was a pleasant thing to hear. And, oh, ELO had a new album out last year.
That's last year.
Yeah.
But I didn't, lately.
I didn't know about it until this year. Because I wasn't paying attention. Do you remember the Traveling Wilburys?
Yeah. They're Sean's favorite band.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Nobody gets that.
Sean's going to the end of the line with me.
Favorite band. Oh, so good.
I miss having a, like, I liked it last week when it was a video call. I could get your facial expressions and see what you were laughing at.
What, do you want me to get a video on there?
I think it's too late, isn't it?
I don't think so. See?
Oh, well, I was there for a second. You teased me. Oh, there you are. Yeah. All right. Looking good, Mike.
All right.
Trying to think what else is. Well, I think I have to go start, or I have to start going to see an eye doctor.
Well, that's not uncommon.
Yeah, I'm just. I mean, I'm thankful I didn't have to grow up wearing glasses, but I just if I have to start wearing glasses, and it's not bad right now. It's like close up stuff. I think I need readers.
Mm-hmm.
Am I? Not my night vision, but like when I'm driving at night and lights are shining at me, it makes it hard to see around them.
Yep. Also, not unusual.
Yeah.
That's my worst. My worst vision is at like 6 o'clock.
In the evening.
When I first start turning their lights on.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Cars, and it's just like kind of dim out. I can't see shit.
Yeah, I've just really started noticing this like past couple of years, and I probably would have noticed it earlier, but I don't drive at night a lot anymore because don't really have a reason to, pretty much. But it, especially it's gotten worse this past year because I was out the other night picking something up from the store or something that was pretty trafficy, and so I was getting a lot of lights in my eyes. I was like, damn, I can barely see the, you know, street lines and stuff.
You can barely see the road?
Yeah. Terrible. Terrible. But, you know, I had a good run.
You did have a good run. Time to pack it up.
Yep. Call it a day. And then, I was thinking about that because I had to take my parents over to the eye doctors yesterday. I don't know why they. I guess I understand why they book their appointments at the same time since they have somebody to drive them, me. But I'm like, I guess if I wasn't around, they'd have to book separate appointments and drive each other. I don't know. But they, they give them those. I don't really understand what this is for because I haven't been to a lot of eye doctors, but for some reason they dilate your eyes. with these eye drops?
It allows them to see behind your eyes.
How old are you?
46.
He's done very little in his life.
I've just never really had a reason.
Very little.
I've never really had a reason to go to the eye doctor.
Actually, I'm the same way. I haven't been to an eye doctor since.
Addison's experienced very little.
Well, I haven't been to the eye doctor
since. He doesn't know anything about the outside world.
High school? Stop bragging.
Yeah, yeah, but that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. I think I went to... Is there, I mean, are they all optometrists? Anybody that deals with the eyes? Or are optometrists just the people you see about glasses?
Ophthalmologists. Optometrists. I don't know.
Yeah, optometrists check your vision. I think ophthalmologists are like eye problems.
Okay, because I had like conjunctivitis or something in the 90s and I went to an eye doctor for that. But I, like, you know, I didn't really get tested for glasses or anything because I didn't need them. But anyway, whatever. Stupid glasses. I'm going to get me some big Roy Orbison glasses.
What? No, you're not.
I'm going to look swank.
You don't look like Hillary Swank.
Huh. I yeah, maybe. I don't know. I gave myself a terrible haircut this week. I shouldn't have done it. I knew better.
I knew better.
Yep, I did it anyway.
But I'm better. I knew it. I knew it.
Usually it turns out all right. But, man, this time I just butchered it. Which I guess doesn't make too much of a difference since I wear hats. What?
What could you have done? Just shave it all off.
Well, that's my next step if I have to.
He gave himself a double mullet.
Yeah. What kind of? No, not a double. I gave myself a front mullet.
Party in the front, party in the back, business in the middle.
Business in the middle.
Business in the park.
What does that look like?
It's kind of like those old feudal Japanese haircuts.
That's what you did? Wow.
Yep, just bald landing strip up the middle.
Wow.
It's impressive.
That is impressive.
Don't know how I managed it with just a pair of scissors, but, you know.
Oh.
Well, you start snipping up, you know, one side, and then that's too short, so you start snipping off the other side, and that's too short, and then you're just like, well, what the hell, I'll shave the middle.
Wait, are you using scissors to do this?
Well, I use scissors to cut my hair. I'm making a joke now about shaving my head. So, yeah.
I would not use scissors. That's just looking for disaster.
Normally when I do this, it works out all right, but I didn't, because normally what I do is I just take all my hair and pull it back into a really low ponytail, like down at the nape of my neck, and then I cut a few inches past that. This time I didn't have the ponytail like down far enough, so I've got this like weird shaping in the back of my head, and my front's really long, and it's just kind of strange looking. That's all. Anyway, I'm about halfway through Jim's book.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like it, but like I said last week, I think, it's kind of weird knowing this much about somebody that I know that doesn't know that much about me.
You know his secrets.
And I assume it's not a problem for him because he put it out. Like, it's no big deal for him. It's weird for me. Like, I am discovering that we like a lot of the same stuff.
What?
Well, you know, like music and movies and stuff like that.
New friend!
No, he's an acquaintance that I think I could be friends with if we were actually in closer circumstances.
I wish he were here.
I think could be friends with you.
I think I could be friends.
Kevin, tell him we know someone we think he could be friends with.
That would make him uncomfortable, and I'd like that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I have a friend for you, Jim.
Anyway. But,
yeah, I'll be just in a screencast.
Yeah, I will. He likes to be on your show.
Your show?
Your show!
Your, is that a devil pug?
Yeah, it's a Satan pug.
Huh. Who's that art by?
He's a gym teacher in Wisconsin.
Did you pick that up at a pug fest?
No, I ordered it from him. He has a store called Dark Lord Pug.
Huh.
I have several of his t-shirts.
At first I thought you were talking about the pug. The devil pug, and saying that the devil pug is a gym teacher.
Maybe.
Mike's got another weird character.
Maybe. Could be.
Very on brand.
I am very on brand. What are you talking about? What are you doing? Why are you whining?
Who?
Sean's whining.
I'm not first.
Sean's mouth hurts. I had to pop him one.
Why? Wasn't he listening to you?
Being uppity.
Hmm.
You know what happens when you get uppity around here?
I see.
See? He's very upset.
Is he anger cleaning?
Yeah, he is anger cleaning, actually.
Hate cleaning.
I've hate cleaned before.
I've stress cleaned.
You stress clean? A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
You're not special.
Okay. You weirdo.
Just thought I'd try and keep you down.
Thanks, man. I think you're the man.
I am the man.
So tell me something new. What's new? What's going on with you?
I'm drawing. Drawing me some Hellboy.
Hellboy?
And the BPRD.
Right on.
Hellboy and the BPRD, 1957.
So that's a prequel.
All those are. I don't know what year they started, but they've been going by years, I think, pretty much.
I haven't read any Hellboy in a long time.
Well, you and me both.
Is it all, like... I don't want to say, like, is there a regular series or is it all mini-series type stuff?
They're all pretty much mini-series.
Alright. Does Mignola actually do any of it? I mean, he writes it, right? No?
The last one he did was Hellboy in Hell, and that was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. What's he doing now, then?
What does he do? Whatever the fuck he wants. That's what he does.
I guess so.
He's, over the summer, he's been drawing a lot of sketches and, like, auctioning them off.
Hellboy.
Hellboy. Hellboy.
Last night I was looking at movies on Criterion. There's a French movie on there called Le Bonheur.
Say that again. Le Bonheur.
Le
Bonheur. Le Bonheur.
Le Bonheur.
What does that mean?
The boner.
The boner.
Oh, okay. I was trying to not go there with it, but okay. Like, Le Bonheur.
Le Bonheur. Le Bonheur.
I mean, you know. I was trying to work in somebody got stiffed joke or something, but.
That's good. Good. Good for you.
I couldn't think of how to word it.
I word it like this.
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't y'all doing your streaming?
Your podcast.
Oh.
What are you streaming?
He streams his games now on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, the games. What you playing?
Sometimes a teenager will watch and beg him to play him for money.
That's is that a thing? Playing people for money?
I don't know. It seems like it.
Huh. I
would justify that child.
Wait, say that again?
So that kid would have beat my ass.
That's why I never liked playing online, because I knew I would just get my ass handed to me by a bunch of 12-year-olds. That's not something you ever really want to look forward to.
I look forward to it all the time.
Really?
Hmm?
Are you a masochist, Mike?
I am.
A Mike-sochist?
Give me the pain. I want it.
Well, all right. Say, I wonder what's on the... Oh, never mind. It's boring.
What?
I was looking on the musician's friend's stupid deal of the day.
Oh, yeah. It's cables today.
Yeah, that's always boring. And they're expensive cables, too. Did you check out that guitar I sent you a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. It's almost the same as the first guitar I wanted to buy this year.
Oh, right. Did you wind up canceling that order?
Well, I didn't buy it. No.
Oh, okay. I watched a really dumb movie you might like. And this is another one I watched just because the title is a play on words. It was called Santa Jaws.
Oh, I've heard of Santa Jaws. People have been talking about it on Twitter, and I got a couple of ats where I was like, I'm sure Mike Norton's seen this. I'm like, I haven't heard of it, but I would like to watch it.
It's dumb, but fun to watch, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw... this movie called Demonoid.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Demonoid.
Have you seen that? It's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, despite the fact that it's got Samantha Eger in it, which, you know, like, she's pretty cool to watch, but you don't get, like, it's another one of those movies where the poster looks super cool. Or it looks like you're going to be, like, because it kind of looks like...
I was trying to find it for a long time because you couldn't get it on Amazon for free for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
The poster kind of looks like a Frazetta painting or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got this like cool demon thing with a sword and stuff, and you're like, "All right, you know, I'm gonna go watch this demon thing kick some ass in a movie." And then it's just a hand running around the whole time.
Well, that never happens, you know, where the movie poster's so cool and then the movie's terrible.
Oh, I got burned so many times when I was a kid, like picking up stuff just by the cover. Thinking, hey, I bet this is going to be great. And then, like, the stuff on the cover is just not even in it.
Demonoid!
Demonoid?
Demonoid.
But, yeah.
Demonoid.
So that was kind of fun, though. Watched another early 70s... this was an early 70s British movie called Frightmare.
Yep, there's a couple of them. Is that the one about the woman whose parents are cannibals?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
And my big take.
There are a couple of other Frightmares.
I remember there was one from the 80s that I don't really remember the plot, but I remember seeing it in a movie, like on a box title.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the ones except for that British one.
The British one, I mean, for being an early 70s movie, it definitely qualifies as being like a video nasty.
It's like the mom was a murderer, right? Not dad.
Well, he did, like, help.
He killed before her.
Yeah, like he helped out and covered it up and stuff. But the sister, the stepsister was, too.
I don't remember any.
And it was, there was some question, like, I thought there was going to be some sort of, like, they were setting it up to where you weren't sure who was going to be doing what. And yeah. Then they pretty much laid it out, like, right at the beginning. It's like, the sister and the mom are killing people. But, yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad for time period.
Mm-hmm.
I had the ending was really, like, surprising to me. I didn't think they'd go there.
Something about the house I remember. I don't know why. I just remember thinking that house was really interesting. Because it wasn't that interesting. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But anyway. If you got time to watch something subtitled, there was a Russian movie called Diggers.
Diggers?
Yeah. It's one of those, you know, subway train full of people go missing and there's something living underground type movies.
Mm. One of those?
Yeah, you know, you've seen them before.
You've seen it before, but have you seen it with
subtitles?
Mosquito Hawks.
Yes. Mosquito Hawks. Fairy flies, what are they called? Deer flies? No, not deer flies.
Shoe flies.
Shoe fly, shoe. But yeah, anyway, that was pretty good. It's fairly short. It's only like an hour 20. It's an easy watch.
You're an easy watch.
And then I decided, because I haven't seen this, I didn't see when it was new, There's Something About Mary.
Okay.
I didn't see it right when it came out. It was like a couple years later, I think, and I caught it on cable or video or something, you know. And I really didn't think much about it at the time, but it came up on Prime, so I was like, well, I'll go ahead and watch it, because I didn't really remember too much about it. Except for the getting his junk caught in the zipper scene.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I remembered the end. There's a montage of them singing Build Me Up Buttercup. Like the cast and crew or whatever. But, so I'm watching it and I'm like, that's a strange movie in that there are things in there that make me really uncomfortable for not the reasons they wanted to make me uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. Because it feels like a life story for you?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, one of the things I really wasn't comfortable about, you know, using. I'm not sure what the term is right now, the correct term. Differently abled.
Oh, right.
I'm not. I mean, they were using that character as a constant prop for comedy. Like
that happens a lot in those guys' movies.
That's the Farrelly brothers.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Wasn't real comfortable with that. But the. It's kind of funny having Jonathan Rickman just show up. Like, I think that's his name, right? Modern Lovers guy?
Oh, right, yeah. Him Richmond?
Richmond. Yeah, him and his drummer just... It was like where... not Lou Diamond Phillips. Grantley Buffalo. Grantley Phillips would show up on Gilmore Girls just playing his guitar. And I kind of like that because it was fun.
Something about Eric?
Yeah. But and there are some genuinely funny moments in that movie, but largely it was just like the things that were making fun, or like I said, it just, I don't know, I wasn't comfortable with some of the humor. Like, and I think that was, what was that, 98, 99, something like that?
I think so.
Yeah. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. trying to think of something else new here for. So, okay. You know how you shouldn't play bass through a guitar amp, right?
Right.
And it's not the amp, it's the speakers.
Right.
Because speakers voice for guitar, they don't travel enough distance to handle bass signals. So you wind up shredding the cones and stuff.
Don't shred the cones.
Yeah, man. Don't shred the cone. But I had this old Fender M80 amp that I really liked the sound of, and I used to borrow, back in the early 90s, I used to borrow a friend's M80 head and plug it into my bass cabinet. And I really liked the tone of it, the sound of it. It gave a real nice, gritty, you know, overdriven sound. Yeah, we used to play Immigrant Song. But, anyway.
He's really into that today.
Pardon?
He's really into that today.
The Immigrant Song?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
But so I had this M80, it's a combo amp, it was a 212 stereo chorus, and I was playing my bass through it, just keeping it low so I wouldn't blow the speakers or whatever, but I'm like, you know, I'd really like to use this for something.
A Roland amp?
What?
It's a Roland amp?
No, Fender.
Oh, sorry.
Late 80s, early 90s, they put out stuff that had like that gray carpet covering and red knobs on the front.
Mm-hmm.
This was out of that line. But, so I bought these, Eminence PA speakers that were, matched the ohms and were 12 inches, and they were just drop-in replacements. And, so now I can actually play at volume through this amp, and it sounds pretty good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like I broke it or something.
No. The reason I thought of the PA speakers is because I had this other amp where somebody had installed guitar speakers in it. I guess it was a bass head, but they wanted to play it through for guitar or something. And I didn't realize that when I bought it from the pawn shop. And I played it at a gig and blew the speaker out in the gig. And I in that amp, I also used Eminence like PA speakers to replace it. And so I thought, hey, maybe that'll work for this M80 too. And it did. Happy story. Happy ending there.
That was very nice.
Not everything in 2020 is total crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we've got, what, 2 weeks, I think?
Yeah.
Till the election?
Uh-huh.
How you handling this run-up to it? You feeling all right?
Not paying attention. Okay. So I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
Well, I already voted.
All right, then. There's your answer, or my answer.
Didst thou vote?
Oh, yeah. I voted a while back. Remember, I talked about how I was going to go in, but then I would have had to file a provisional ballot, and those can be really shaky.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm a fool. I'm a charlatan.
So, yeah, I mailed it in, and I checked it online, and they accepted it and everything. So, kind of cool. You can track your vote thing online.
Track my vote.
Yeah, but it's weird. I guess sort of like what you were saying, you know, since you already voted and you're not thinking about it, but like, since I voted, I felt a lot less stressed because I'm like, well, I've done everything I can at this point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm still, you know, kind of like, I'm not going to say I'm nervous about the outcome, but like I'm just sort of like coming up to it. I don't know. I got weird mixed feelings about it. It's on my dad.
Mixed feelings, guys.
It's on my dad's birthday. Election day this year.
Happy birthday, Daddy Crank.
Daddy Crank. It's a crank fly. And then, of course, my birthday is 2 days after.
Oh, right. Everybody remember Crank's birthday this year. I won't.
It's also, what's his name's day over in England? Guy Fawkes Day.
Hmm?
So get out your Guy Fawkes masks and whatnot. And then you're either, you know, a fan of that one movie or you really like Anonymous.
Anonymous?
Anonymous.
Anonymous?
Say sea anemone. Anemone.
Anemone?
Anemone.
Mana,
mana. Do. Oh, I was hoping this was going to be the outcome. But, yeah, so. Anyway. I guess, hey, Mike, do we have any email?
Probably not, but I'll look. We haven't lately.
Well.
I'm going to be Twitch streaming later on.
What are you Twitch streaming?
I'm going to be on... I have to look up the stream.
Is it like a podcasting or something?
Hold on.
Okay.
We don't have any emails.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right.
Where's my phone?
Are you okay, Mike?
I'm looking for my phone.
You want me to call it?
I'm going to be on Sue Lee's Twitch stream. It's twitch.tv Sue Lee Draws. SOOLEEDRAWS.
What does Sue Lee draw?
She's like a cartoonist. She has a channel that she broadcasts regularly, and on Friday nights, she has a bunch of other pretty talented artists on there, like Josh Hickson, and sometimes Craig Cermak's on there.
Cool.
Some other guys. Gavin Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on there a lot.
Cool.
And Dave Stokes got me involved with it.
Hi, Dave. If you're listening.
Oh, no. Yay!
Yay!
So what do you do on there? Or, I mean, what do guests do?
You just draw, like, it's like drink and draw or something.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yay.
And when's that on? Today?
Yeah, that's today.
All right. Have fun.
I'll try. I'm not really the best at that right now, so.
Enjoy. Draw. Draw like your life depends on it. Because it does.
What's that?
Nothing. I wasn't at all implying that somehow I'm going to cause you bodily harm if you don't draw.
Oh. Oh.
Okay. Well, Albatross has their first issue of King Tankerl out this week.
Yeah, should get it.
Wait, I'm making sure I'm looking at the right list. Yeah, this week. I'm just kind of scrolling through stuff here. Did, Polito got back Lady Death, right?
I don't know.
I think Coffin Comics is his. Sorry, just scrolling, looking at stuff. Wow. Dynamite went cover crazy.
When do they not?
Well, this is like, I don't even know what to say about this, man. This is weird. They go all the way to P? Cover P? On this Betty Page number 3?
Who cares?
That's crazy. I'm always surprised when I see that many of them, though. And I guess if it didn't make money, they wouldn't do it, right? Stands to reason.
Yeah, it's the only reason they do it.
Did you keep, are you still reading that Bitterroot book?
No.
Okay. I just realized that, I just saw that the, second volume TV. I should pick up those trades.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Savage Dragon's still going strong at 253 issues.
Did we work on any of these?
No, I'm just talking. Just talking, man. Talking. That's all. I could talk about something else if you want.
No?
You want me to talk about Lisa Dalbello?
Who?
Lisa Dalbello. She was still is, but she was a singer. Canadian. Do you remember Queensryche's Rage for Order album?
Yes.
Do you remember the song Gonna Get Close to You from that?
No.
No. Okay. Well, she wrote that and they covered it.
Mm.
And her version's a little bit weirder than theirs. But anyway, okay.
Yeah.
let's see. Rick and Morty Go to Hell number 5, which I think is the final issue of that mini. Uni Press. That's the only thing I had. And I don't see anything else. I think our last issue of Grumble's coming out next week.
I don't think it's the last one. I think it's the second to last one.
Oh, second to last one.
Yeah.
Well then.
Going slow.
It's always weird when you work far enough ahead like that.
Well, and then a pandemic hits.
Well, that too, yeah. I mean, nothing really weird about a pandemic. I mean, it's just life is normal right now, isn't it? Like, we have to learn to live with it, Mike.
I have.
Have you? Have you really?
I have learned.
I'm not sure you have.
I've learned.
Oh, that sounded like a phone buzzing on a desk when I did that. It resonated. Okay, never mind. I'll wrap it up.
Weirdo.
You? Your face is a weirdo. All right.
That wasn't nice.
You're right. It wasn't nice.
Ha ha! Sucker.
Anyway. All right. So I guess you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. Battlepug.com. CadenceComicArt.com. I'm rattling out things now. It doesn't even matter. No context or anything. That's the way it is. Hope everybody has a good weekend.
I don't.
Thank you, Craig.
Take care. Bye, Addison. Bye, Sean. Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Why did you say it like that to me?